Okay, very good. Allison, you can hear me?
I can. Hello.
Okay, very good. Here, we're going to start right now. Great to reach out and find you here. Okay, here we go. Morning, wake up, back your way. Great to have you along, aboard, and on the ride. And we do mean that for our next guest, literally, not just figuratively, because when last we visited with Mason native Allison Perrine, she was getting ready to undertake a grand journey across country via bicycle and doing this for a cause. Her mom passed away about 4 years ago from cancer, and she battled that for 5 years, her mom Becky. So she dedicated this this race to her, this not so much race but run across country, a 4,000-mile bike ride from Baltimore to San Francisco in 70 days, and I think she's getting pretty close to the end of her quest. So let's find out where she is today. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
Where are you at right now?
Right now, at this very moment, I am in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, what a beautiful place to be in summer.
Yeah, it's fabulous. We love it.
It's pretty. I'll bet you do. It's spent some time there myself. So you're there on the Deschutes River, and you've made it from Baltimore to Bend, Oregon, en route to San Francisco. So that's been the better part of 70 days now, right? This is an off day for you from riding?
Yeah, today's a rest day. So today's our 59th day on the journey. We have 10 built-in rest days and service events. And so today is a actual rest day. We're looking forward to getting some recovery, massages, and lots of time off just to kind of give our life a break.
Now, you know, if you route this right, you could avoid some really big uphill downhill, but I'm guessing probably crossing through California, you're going to have to do a little more on the uphill, John. Am I missing my guess on this?
No, you're correct. We've got a couple more mountains to get over.
But the Rockies, how did you do with the Rockies?
Well, we almost made it. I was actually relatively devastated as we were climbing Trail Ridge Road to an elevation of 12,183 feet. We got caught in a hail and lightning storm at 11,000 feet and had to be shuttled to the top by park rangers because we were caught in a very, very dangerous storm. But I would say getting to 11,000 feet above sea level and where we were and the hours and hours we spent climbing the mountains, that I still give myself credit for climbing the Rockies.
Yeah,
we did a couple other really impressive mountain passes throughout Colorado and Utah that were also really, really fun.
Yeah, and when you get to elevation, I've been up to the top of Pikes Peak, and I used to work in Colorado, so I know what that's like. But if you're not used to elevation, it can come up. Did you have any problems with any elevation sickness at all?
I did not have any trouble with elevation sickness. It was just kind of chugging along and just keep biking and don't fall over because you're going so slow. But we all made it. A couple people on the team did feel pretty sick when we got to the top, but it was just a matter of getting back down and being okay.
Yeah, I was at 11,000 feet once with my father, who was trying to, Allison, light up a cigarette, of all things. And he said, my lighter's broken. I said, it's not broken, Dad. There's no oxygen. You need oxygen to make a flame, you know. So, well, you can always light up when we get down to the Continental Divide, which is exactly what he did. I'm digressing here. But you've seen a lot of things on this journey. What's the most interesting thing that's happened to you since last we visited with you a couple of months ago? On the trail. Yeah, see, I put her on the spot with this one.
Yeah.
Any dicey moments crossing this country of ours?
Yeah, that's what just came to mind to me. So I have two really good, interesting stories for the bike ride, things you don't expect on a bike ride. So in Missouri, we biked through Tropical Storm Bill, if you heard about that.
Okay.
That was going on while we were biking there. And so almost every road that we were expecting to bike on was flooded.
Uh-oh.
And so we were on a gravel road in the back roads of Missouri on our way to St. Louis and had to form an assembly line of about 20 people and pass our bikes through what was once a road, now a river.
Yeah, did you bring a rubber raft with you? Did you take?
No,
you didn't do that. Okay.
And then more recently, earlier this week, we got lost in the desert in Oregon. So the person who makes our route is in an office in Baltimore, and sends us our routes every day. And so we turn onto a road in her very best attempt to keep us off of busy highways and the interstate, puts us on a road that says primitive road, next 22 miles.
Uh-oh.
And it's gravel and covered in what's called goat heads out here. They're thorny weeds.
Yep.
And we just know we're going to end up with tons of flats and it's going to be miserable. And in about 4 miles of that road, it took us about 3 hours to get through that because it's in flats and it's bumpy and hilly and gravel. And the cue sheet doesn't have any named roads, so we don't really know where we're turning. It just says turn right at the next possible right.
Yeah, of course you're out of cell range. Your GPS isn't working, so you got to rely on your wits. Now you know how Lewis and Clark felt, but at least they had a great guide with them. Well, you did this to honor your mom, and also kind of follow your grandfather's footsteps, who did a Trans-America Trail himself. Are you glad right now? Are you glad you did it? Any regrets? You excited about finishing up and being so close to the end of the journey?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy with my decision to do this. It's been one of the best summers of my entire life, and I'm happy that I chose to do it with the 4K for Cancer because I'm surrounded by 28 other amazing individuals who are riding for very similar personal reasons as I am.
And people pledge a lot of money to help you. I had a lot of friends help along the way with their pledges to honor your trip and the memory of your mom as well, right?
Right. So I ended up exceeding my $20,000 goal and raising it again to $25,000. So I'm sitting right between $22,000 and $23,000 raised for a cancer nonprofit. And it's really cool because every day I dedicate a day to somebody who's fought or been fighting cancer or who's passed away from it. And so it's really awesome to see my donors respond to that. You know, so yesterday I biked for my friend Susie Bissletone. She's from Mason. I biked for her brother and her cousin, Dave and Kristen. And so for her to see that I was doing that for her family and to share it with her family really spreads the awareness and just lets people know about the cause.
That's great stuff. Allison Perrine, Mason native. She lives now in Spokane. She's getting her RN or her BSN at Washington State University. That makes her a Cougar. I won't go down that road from being a Husky myself, but that's okay. There's some nice Cougs out there, too, and folks from Spartan Country who become Cougs. That's okay. We're gonna let her pass with that. She's got almost 25,000, her new goal, and she's in Central Oregon right now en route to San Francisco. The website is 4kforcancer.org. Put Allison's name in the search box, and you can help donate as well. Allison, we wish you good luck in the last 10, 11 days of your journey, 4,000 miles. Great to catch up with you, and looks like you've done a wonderful job so far.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
All right, Allison. All right, take care, and be safe. Allison Perrine joining us this morning. The update on her 4,000-mile bike ride across America, Baltimore to San Fran, in honor of her mom. More coming up here. Morning Wake Up. Great story that she's got. This is 1320 WILS.